I'm Madeline Brand in Los Angeles, and this is Day to Day. One group of people many of the Democrats are talking about during the primary season is the working poor. Candidates mention them when they talk tax cuts, health insurance, affordable housing, pretty much any economic issue. A new report out from the Brookings Institution tries to figure out exactly where these families live and how that affects what kind of help they receive from the government. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Viglin. Hi, Tess.
Hello, Madeline.
So, Tess, what did the researchers find? Where are the working poor?
Well, they're everywhere. But what might surprise some people is that the majority of them live in the suburbs. The stereotype is that they live perhaps in the inner city or at least in the major metropolitan areas. But they don't. They're really spread out all over the place. And this study shows that the suburbs of large metropolitan areas are home to the biggest number of low-income families, about 6.7 million of them.
So does that hold true across the country?
Actually, it doesn't. That's more of an average throughout the nation. But, for example, families in the rural South are more likely to earn low incomes than in the rest of the country. That's fairly intuitive. The South has lost a large part of its industrial manufacturing base. So traditional sources of income just aren't there anymore, furniture and textile industries, for example. In the Midwest and Northeast, most of these earners are concentrated in large cities. In the West, they're pretty evenly distributed everywhere along the line from cities to farms.
And how did the researchers come to their conclusions?
Well, they studied IRS data on who received the Earned Income Tax Credit in the 2001 tax year. That's the tax credit that's given to working families that earn less than 200% of the federal poverty level. For a family of four with a couple of kids under the age of 18, that's about $18,660 a year. They basically broke out those figures by whether the families lived in large cities, large suburbs, metro areas, and rural areas. And they use the Earned Income Tax Credit because it's the same no matter where you live.
And any policy recommendations to come out of the study?
The biggest conclusion that they draw is that because of these wide disparities between regions and even within regions, that states should actually consider enacting their own form of the Earned Income Tax Credit. The federal one, again, doesn't account for regional differences that can affect poverty levels, so perhaps the states can step in. Of course, as we all know, states are still struggling to get out of a huge financial crisis the last couple of years, so none of this is likely to happen anytime soon. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're looking at a bad day in the life of an American businessman in Baghdad.
Tess Viglin of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio. Thanks, Tess.
Thank you.